As part of our Under the Spotlight series, we are chatting to Anna Deval this morning. Anna has firmly established herself as a highly accomplished singer-songwriter with a music career spanning more than 30 years. This includes four SAMA nominations and a SAMA Award in 2006. She's also been nominated for several other prestigious awards and the release of nine independent albums, and was the overall winner of the Crescendo National Contest in 1997. She's performed on stages in various countries in Belgium, Canada, London, Finland, and many more. And of course, she's produced many stage productions. Her solo now debuting at the Artscape Theatre, called Diamonds, which is a tribute to Shirley Bassey, was nominated for Best Music Production at the Art Club 2019 National Arts Festival. What a treat for us this morning to be chatting to Anna Deval, a celebrated award-winning singer-songwriter. And we are chatting to her this morning specifically about her love letter to Shirley Bassey, her tribute called Diamonds. And as we know, Diamonds was nominated for the Best Music Production in 2019 at the National Arts Festival. But there's a lot more to this production than just awards. And that is why Anna is here today to tell us about the creative process and tell us what to expect in the lineup. Anna, what a pleasure to have you with us on Jet Setting with Janet.
Oh, thank you so much, Janet. Yeah, it's my privilege, and I'm so excited about this run at Artscape.
Yeah, so this is part of a show called Under the Spotlight. It's a weekly feature on what's happening at the theater. So this is one of those Zoom ones where we actually zoom in on the producer or the behind the scenes. So as much as we love chatting to Simone, it's a welcome and fresh break to be able to chat to you this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. I have a long history with Artscape, and I performed there many, many years ago as a young singer for charities, the Beeld Kinderfonds. They did some charity concerts there. And then about 5 years ago, I did my first solo production there called Ella Fitzgerald, a tribute. And now I'm doing the Shirley Bassey
So
concert.
you've been working with Artscape when it was still the Nico Milan.
Yeah, well, it was about the time that they changed the name and the identity, so it was a very exciting time. Yeah,
Yes, I was
in the 90s, yeah.
in the 90s. So I also have an association from way back then. At the
Yeah.
time, I was working for the provincial government. I was director for arts, culture, and heritage. And Artscape was one of those institutions that we did transfer payments to. So we were there at that seminal time when the transition happened from the Nico Milan to Artscape. And yes, definitely very exciting time.
Yeah, and for me, still in South Africa, if I look at the bigger picture, it seems to me that Artscape really caters for the whole variety of the South African community. There are operas, you've got Zimbini, you've got some Sandra Prinsloo, you've got Mark Lottering,
We've
and
had
now it's
Aida this weekend, and then we had Juliet
yeah, and
Caesar.
they celebrate Africa Day, they celebrate all the people of this country, and they get that right. And I don't think there are a lot
Yes.
of theaters in this country that get that right.
Correct. And they are so well attended. I was at Vincent the other night as well, which was just
Oh.
fabulous and such a moving production, you know, in the arena, small space, one man show. And then, of course, the story of Vincent himself was so poignant. So,
Yeah, I
definitely.
also saw that production.
Oh.
It was deeply moving.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And definitely a theater for all. And this slot for Diamonds is, you know, is just slap bang there and will be appreciated head and shoulders along the rest of them. So, looking forward to hearing from you now, Anna. What has the creative process been like bringing Anna Anna bringing diamonds to life?
So I was asked by an organization to do a Shirley Bassey tribute. And at first, I was not very excited because I thought to myself, we are very different artists. I'm more like a folky, jazzy, gypsy girl singer. You know, I work with one instrument or maybe a small jazz trio. And Shirley Bassey is a big artist. You know, it's always a big band or a symphonic orchestra. Her songs and the arrangements are enormous. And then I started listening to her material. I listened to about 2,000 songs that she
Wow.
recorded in her lifetime. So
Absolutely.
yes, it kept me busy for a while, that I can tell you. And then I discovered that many of her songs that are not necessarily radio hits are songs that I also recorded on my jazz albums. Songs like Let There Be Love, The Lady is a Tramp. And then she's also a lover of the musicals. She sang Send in the Clowns, Big Spender, and I Love
Oh, all
Musicals.
my favorites, yes.
Yeah, so I really went to look for the points where our lives and our tastes touch. And then I also looked for songs that can work and that are strong enough without a big band or, you know, and she is a very good storyteller. So a lot of the songs that I listen to can stand on its own with just piano because they are very good songs. She makes great choices. So at the end of the day, I had such a long short list to choose from. I had such a
That.
I had such a battle choosing the songs. And now we've got about 18 songs. And I tell some stories about Shirley's life, and how her career over about 7 decades, you know, she's in her late 80s now. And she started singing when she was 16. And what people don't know is she wasn't like a protege child or a, you know, one of those kids starting at the Eisteddfods coming from a privileged background. She had to drop out of school and go and work in a metal factory. And then
Wow.
at night she was singing at clubs, and then she fell pregnant as a teenager, and her mother had to raise a child, and she went on to sing in clubs. And and so by the time she was 21, she was one of the biggest stars in Wales, and she had a number one on the you know on the Billboard charts. And she was the first artist from Wales to actually get a number one hit on the, you know, international
Can you
hit.
believe it?
Yeah, so she's got a fantastic story. But better than that for me is, you know, there's a lot of flashes in the pans everywhere. But that she at this age still makes music. And in COVID, she made a new album that is spectacular. I think she was 83 then. So yeah, I'm just hoping for myself that I can do that, you know, that I can continue for 6 or 7 decades performing and
Well,
creating
Anna.
music.
Sounds like you are one of those evergreens, so I have personally no doubt. And you know, the creative spirit is so powerful, and motivation is the thing that actually drives you. And if you have that, and if you can keep going like that, then you have such a great opportunity to definitely be another Shirley Bassey.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm in South Africa, things are so different, but I do have a wonderful and very loyal group of people that have been supporting me and coming to my shows since I was a student. I had this one boy, I think he was 15 years old, and he drove with his bicycle to my
Oh.
concerts, and there were like 10 people or 20 people, and this boy came to my concert. I lived in Pretoria at that point. And you won't believe, but up to today, that grown man now, who has got a corporate job and he's married, and he still comes to my concert. And every time I see him, I just feel that gratitude of, you know,
Amazing.
these loyal people that purchase my music or come to my shows. That's wonderful.
But you know that that relationship is a dual relationship. What you put out is what you receive. So, you know, people pick up on that and they stay connected and they stay loyal. So that's the reason. And you must celebrate that. And that's
Oh, thank
beautiful
you.
That is a beautiful story. I hope he's upgraded from the bicycle, though.
He is. I think he drives a Jaguar now, so it's not going too shabby with him.
Not too bad, definitely not too bad.
Yeah.
What a quaint story, really. So, Anna,
Yes.
you were spoiled for choice in terms of selecting the music. And what was the putting together like? How was that for you? I mean, always amazing to hear
I worked closely
stories.
with the, yeah, I it was an amazing process because I had a wonderful musical director. She lives in Nashville now. Her name is Yakunel Mton.
I've actually met Yakunel.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah,
Let
she's
me
a
tell
great
you,
lady.
she's amazing. We had a little soiree, as we often do at friends' houses.
Yeah.
And we had a soiree at a friend's home, and Yakunel was there, very, very efficient, very together, and a beautiful production. And I thought,
Ah.
wow, and we love the soirees, the Saturday we had a soiree at a friend's house, and oh my God, Anna, the music. This was all like Bollywood hits, right? But if you closed your eyes, you could imagine the film, and the sound
Wow.
was so phenomenal. So it was in one of those kinds of evenings with great food along the lake that I met
Oh.
Yakunel.
Wow,
Brilliant.
that's so wonderful.
So
Well,
I know the context is so amazing.
and the thing about this production is I can actually do it anyway. So I have done house concerts and soirees because I only need a piano. That's what I need. So it's nice for me to do smaller, intimate concerts at people's houses or in sitting rooms or in, wherever. People always ask me to come and see the venue beforehand, and then I tell them, listen, I have sung in a car dealership, darling, so
Oh,
I will be
really?
fine. I have in a car dealership in Kroonstad over the service pit. I stood there and I had, so I've done everything.
I'm sure it wasn't the wheels of the bus, right?
No. That was so funny. I actually did a jazz concert, and most of the people went to the bar. But anyway, that's a story for another day. So
Sounds
when
about
I,
right for the motor
yeah.
industry. I'm always at these events, and I'm the one not fighting what I call the armed struggle.
That's so funny.
The
So I said I worked closely with her, and we went through the program because also, it must make sense with the musician. They must also love the music and they must enjoy playing it, and it must make sense for the instruments that you have. And for this one, I have a piano. Unfortunately, Yakunel cannot do this run, but I've got a fantastic Capetonian pianist, JJ Peterson. He's also the musical director of Boogie, the Boogie production at
The
Artscape.
Boogie
Wonderful
Nights,
young
yes.
man. I always say to people that he keeps the general age on stage very low. I'm very thankful because we differ about 20 years. So he brings balance, and he makes me look a little bit funkier than I am. But the songs that I chose, the ballads that she sang is so wonderful. I must say my favorite song in the show is Never, Never, Never.
Oh.
I mean, when that
Now,
first
when you
note.
come out of a production like this, you are on a high,
Yeah.
and you just want to stay in that high. It's a very,
Yeah.
very special stratosphere you occupy when you come out of a show like this. And whilst you're there, you're also convinced that you have an amazing singing voice, especially when you have to sing along. When you have
Well,
to.
I'm always a bit insecure. That's the weird thing. People are always asking, do the nerves get better? No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, because you've got more to lose. The only thing that happens is that you trust more in the humanity of the audience to forgive you. If something happens, if something falls out of the, a light falls down from the, or do you trip over something, or you start coughing, the people who come to the show are also people, you know. So you, as a more mature lady now, I trust the audience. But
Oh,
if
that's
you want
very
me,
powerful.
yes, if you want me to give a few songs away, I'm more than happy to do that of what we do in the show, what we chose.
Just one, just one. People must come to listen.
Okay,
They come
fantastic.
to see if you've selected their favorites.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I did not select. Goldfinger. I thought, oh my goodness, only Dame Shirley can do that song. I will not touch it because that one I'll leave for her. But I did love the energy behind Diamonds Are Forever, because it's obvious it's a woman scorned in love. You know, she hates men. They've hurt her. They have deceived her, and diamonds, you can see through them, and they are solid and trustworthy. They don't lose their value. So that was a wonderful song for me to get behind the psyche of this woman singing the song, you know, to know what happened to this character, to be at a point which she, where she'd rather have a diamond than a boyfriend. Yeah, so that's the one song that I can give away.
Zsa Gabor was onto something when
She
she said,
was.
I left the husbands, but I kept the jewelry.
That's funny.
So yes, it's quite a it's a precious exposure because when you've been scorned, it's so debilitating. And I think that it takes a special kind of woman, like Beyoncé did in Lemonade, to be able to take that and turn it into a creative process where you actually bring something beautiful out of it. I mean, we've seen it with Flower, with Lemonade, with Miley Cyrus and Flowers. That was brilliant. I'm a little bit tired of the song itself, but idea was so empowering.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dame Shirley as well, her love life and her relationships were very complex. She states that most men felt very intimidated because you can now think she's one of the most powerful women in the world and the most known. Everybody knows who she is. She's hugely successful. And then to ask somebody like that out on a date, you have to be a very solid person within yourself. And also to know that when you date a woman like that, she does not really belong with you. She belongs to the world.
He belongs to
You
the
know, she
world.
will always be a citizen of the world and belong to her audience and the people that come to see a show and the publicity around that. You will never have peace again. You will forever be stalked and photographed. So she did mention the fact that relationships were difficult in her lifetime. So it must be very interesting to date somebody of that celebrity.
Yes. Well, I really think there are so many dimensions to Shirley, a powerful woman, vulnerable woman, trendsetter, award winner. She was just so many things to so many people and across generations. I mean, we resonate, we identify with her.
And for people who do not know her humorous side, I will strongly recommend that they go and see a few of the interviews that she's done on YouTube. What is that British talk show? You can just type in Shirley Bassey interviews. Graham Norton gets the
Oh, yeah.
funny out of, yeah, he gets the funny out of her. And it was so delightful for me because she looks a little bit untouchable when she performs because it's just feather boas and diamantes. But she's got a wicked sense of humor and she can send herself up. Yours. So I also, you know, looked at the human side of her and how naughty she can be actually. So that was fun for me to do a little bit of research and see another side of her.
Beautiful. Well, we are certainly looking forward to this production. It's not just another production, Anna, for us purists. It's a tribute in all its senses. So There's no pressure on you because the spirit of Shirley will be there throughout the production. But we come to be able to sort of connect the dots in our own life's timeline, you know, the song for that decade or the song for that experience or that heartache. So it's very powerful for us, and we're looking forward to it. And I'm sure our audiences are too. And of course, we're looking forward to meeting you on the day and, you know, getting to share some of that very special time with you on stage where you take us on the Shirley journey.
Thank you so much, Janet. And please come and say hello afterwards. It will be lovely to meet you in person. And I hope the audience has a good experience. If they have any questions about the show, my email address is info@annadolfel.com. They're more than willing to ask me any questions, or if they have requests, they're willing to they, and they want to send them. I'm more than willing to look at that. But yeah,
Oh,
what a
that's
privilege to talk to
wonderful. That
you.
is very, very special, Anna. And then at someday, I'm looking forward to walking there on Melkbos Strand with you and hearing about Anna, you know, the story behind diamonds and spending a little bit of quality time.
You are so welcome. We'll have fish and chips on the beach, and the seagulls will steal your chips. That's what's happening here.
Yes, they have become bolder over the years, right?
Yes. Not ashamed at all.
I usually run screaming. He's
Yeah, they're
getting
quite
away
scary.
from me. Yeah. So thank you so much for giving us some insight into Anna Deavel and also for getting us all excited about diamonds and Shirley. I mean, we
Thank
are
you.
so psyched for it and looking
Thank you
forward.
so much. The people can just go to web tickets. The tickets are available there. And I hope to see many of you at the show. Thank you
So
so
tell us,
much.
Anna, before you leave, when does the show start? How long is the show? And yeah, tell us the logistics.
Okay, so it's only five performances. I start on the 3rd of June at 7 o'clock. Four performances are at 7, and then on the Saturday, the show is at 6 o'clock, so that people can still afterwards can go and have a meal in town. And the show is 75 minutes long, so you will be finished quite early if you want to go and have dinner in town. There are the most wonderful restaurants, and there's no break. But there's nice drinks, wine, and coffee in the foyer, as you know. It's a very
Oh,
cozy
the
little
smell of that
theater.
coffee when you come in from the cold, especially now, is something
Yeah.
like a warm hug, honestly.
Yes, and it's at the small theater. It's called the Arena, so it's
Yes,
only a
that's where
hundred.
Vincent was,
Yeah,
right?
it's only a 100-seater, so people must know that they're going to have a very intimate experience, a very cozy experience, and also
And
that
then
there are
this,
very few tickets
yes, you must
available.
rush out and book because my goodness, those tickets are going to go boom.
Yeah, and just the 100 seats, you know, there's not many available. But yeah, so it is a wonderful evening out, and it's 75 minutes of your life. And we will promise to take you on a little bit of a joyride and give you some insights into the wonderful music of Shirley Bassey.
Wonderful. Anna, what a pleasure chatting to you. Looking forward, and thank you for all that you do for the arts and keeping this generation of music alive and sharing your expertise across the seas with everybody. So, all the best for Diamonds. We are looking forward.
Thank you, Janet.
All the best. Bye.